Hello, Gino. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good. Okay. Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I think I just missed your call.
You did, yes. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, Gino?
Pretty good.
Good. What can I do for you?
I understand. I have a past due on my account. I would like to get that resolved.
Okay. So let me pull up the billing. And is it still the Bellevue Pines Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then do you want to use the card ending in 8546, or will it be a different one?
It will be a different one.
Okay, so let me take that one out. Okay, so I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, 4309.
Okay.
2601.
Okay.
0226.
Got it.
5162.
5162. Okay, expiration.
2028.
And the code?
890.
Okay. So let me get your authorization. Okay, that one works. I got the green light for you. Now, question. I know last you were saying that you were thinking you would pay and cancel, but if you wanted to keep it active, I can push the next billing out 30 days for you, which means you'd be paid in full until October 25th.
I think I'm just going to cancel.
Okay. Okay, sorry that it didn't work out for you. I know I was looking at the notes from last time, too, about, you know, you did the video verification, but then we said we still needed it, so maybe there's a duplicate out there. Did your buddy ever figure that out and get that fixed, or no?
Not yet. We haven't. We said we're going to wait to do a live verification.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the live verification is pretty good because then you have a Google rep on the line and they can just knock it out real quick for you.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know if you wanted to keep junesconcrete.com, but if you do, I can cancel the program and you can keep the website and just pay $29 monthly for the hosting, and I would still push that next hosting out 30 days for you if you wanted to keep the site. Because that way, when your buddy finishes, you know, verifying the listing, the site would be promoted on there, and, you know, you'd have kind of like a platform for people to see your services and whatnot.
So I was wondering if I could actually just buy the domain for that website from you guys.
The domain is a one-time buyout of $99, but I believe when you signed up with us, it was your domain already, I think. So let me double-check with that department. Because it says it,
yeah.
It could be that you owned the domain and just gave us access to it, because if that's the case, we could just, oh no, here it says my site order client does not have a website. Okay, so that wasn't your domain. Okay, so do you want to buy it for $99 right now?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do the domain buyout. Domain, add that, and then take this off. So that wouldn't include the content. You're aware of that. So that way your buddy would take the domain and just build a new site on it, okay?
Yeah, I was going to do it myself.
Okay,
good. I built websites before. I didn't have time before, but I think I'm just going to dedicate time to do it.
Yeah, it's funny because that's the number one reason when we talk to business owners if they don't have a site is just the time constraint. You know, sometimes people don't have time to kind of monkey around with it. But, okay,
right.
So now I just charged that successfully, so you're good there. And I just have to check one thing because we changed our process on it, and I want to make sure because I believe that we used to call you and transfer the domain to you through a certain account that you'd have to create, but let me just check now because I think they stopped doing it that way. So I think they're just going to automatically email you. So give me a second here. Oh, yep, I'm right. Okay. So they used to make you create a name.com account and then they would call you and transfer it. But now they just will send you an email with the information. So keep your eye out from that department for the email with the, you know, credentials to that domain. And moving forward, you know, you'll always have it because I just, you know, did the purchase for it for you. Okay.
Okay. Now is that, email is going to be junes.concrete@yahoo.com.
Let me see what email we have on file. Yep, we have junes.concrete@yahoo.com. That is correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and I'll send them a little reminder, too, to make sure to get that to you. But, you know, the person that told me about the change said that they automatically send it. But I'll just be extra safe and send her a message and say, hey, can you send the the credentials to this site, to this email, just so that, you know, we kind of, you know, make sure it gets done, okay?
Right, yep.
All right, so you're all good to go. So thank you for taking care of both of those payments, Gino, and have a really great rest of your week. You'll get an email within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled, so you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.